Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're taking on the very small subject of, but is it jazz? My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
So let's state the obvious. Is it jazz is a very, very difficult thing to define. Otherwise, we could go on for hours on this. So it could be two pianists, 5 hours, one subject, or even 5 months or 5 years. But what we're going to say is we're going to pick a few little liminal areas to discuss a bit. First of all, what do I personally, my subjective definition of jazz is there's a milieu, a background, a language, if you like. For me, that if you imagine the Miles Davis quartet of, say, 1950-something, and then the stuff that came before it to make that happen, and then the stuff that came out of that, that's sort of what jazz is for me, and it has to involve some element of improvisation. Nick, what is your definition?
Yeah, I think for me the improvisation thing is probably key, really. I'm thinking of, for example, the difference between, say, Scott Joplin, which some people may describe as jazz, but for me, something like Maple Leaf Rag is not jazz because there's no improvisation. You could do a performance of Maple Leaf Rag and you can include improvisation, and then I would say that was jazz. Jelly Roll Morton would play ragtime, but he would improvise with it as well. But for me, improvisation is kind of a deal breaker. And it's interesting, I mean, we were talking about this a bit earlier, and you were saying, what about when a jazz musician plays a solo that they've learnt, which is an interesting question. Is that jazz, something that they've maybe improvised initially?
The famous one is the Lee Morgan Moaning.
Yeah, and I think it happens quite a lot. I mean, the more you listen to, for example, outtakes, you hear that very often the musicians are playing very similar solos. They've kind of almost learnt their solo. So, is that in the spirit of jazz I don't know. It's an interesting question, really.
Well, another one, I didn't actually throw this up before we started recording, but at the moment, Gwilym Simcock and Thomas Gould are doing Corelli and improvising on it, playing Corelli and improvising on it. I mean, is that jazz?
Yeah.
Or is it not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously there is a tradition of improvisation within classical music as well. So then it does become a stylistic question. Are you improvising in a jazz style, improvising in a classical style? So it's one of those things where every time you sort of come up with a rule, you come up with an exception to the rule,
Absolutely. So before we run out of time, let's talk about a few areas, liminal areas. So okay. Why don't we go with I ask you if you think it's jazz. So do you think the Ebony Concerto by Stravinsky is jazz?
I would say no, because there's no improvisation.
Okay.
Even though it's jazz instrumentation.
And written for a jazz band.
Yeah.
And commissioned by a jazz band.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I think it's a deal breaker for me. The improvisation has to be there.
Fair enough. Sade, is she jazz?
Again, very little improvisation. Probably she's singing, the same part every time. She's not really improvising, so no.
And members of the band, the saxophone player sometimes improvises.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, actually.
Yeah. But within a more of a pop context, so no, I'm going to say no.
Robert Glasper?
I would say yes, because most of what he does, there is an element of improvisation. Although, again, it's difficult because some of his stuff, when he plays with a trio, obviously there's more improvisation. When he's doing these more kind of produced hip-hop things, there's less. So, I mean, I'm realising more and more that improvisation is a very important part for me, I think, in the definition.
Have you got any examples you'd like to ask me?
Kenny G.
Yeah, I think it probably has to be jazz. It's not a jazz that I particularly like, but so back at you, David Sanborn.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a jazz saxophonist. I guess he could do stuff which isn't strictly jazz, but he's a jazz, I consider him a jazz saxophonist for sure.
Well, we've run out of time, but big subjects. My name's Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, goodbye.